Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Welcome as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more. Welcome to another edition of Let's Talk Business with the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry. I am Crystal J. Paul, your host for today. And last time we were chatting with George Connolly on e-commerce and SMEs, unlocking growth in the digital age. George Connolly is a council member of BCCI and a digital technology expert. And we're here now for part two of this edition, where there's a wealth of information, so much we need to get into, and we'd love to hear everything about e-commerce locally and how we can branch out into the global market. Now, in this show, we explore how digital innovation fuels business success in the Caribbean. Today, we continue our spotlight on e-commerce, a powerful growth engine that small and medium-sized businesses, SMEs, in Barbados cannot afford to ignore. E-commerce breaks the boundaries of traditional trade, which means that a small shop in Bridgetown can now sell to buyers in Toronto, New York, or London. No expensive storefronts, just an internet connection. Our guest today will help us dive into this topic. George Connolly, welcome again.
Thank you, and it's great to be back.
Pardon?
I said thank you, and it's great to be back.
Oh, yes, indeed. All right, now in part one, we looked at e-commerce and how a local artisan can benefit from e-commerce right here in Barbados. We talked about the e-commerce platform that the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry is seeking to establish in the not too distant future, especially even now as you commemorate your 200th anniversary. Congratulations again on that milestone. And we would like to encourage those who missed the last edition to log on to the podcast page of the Let's Talk Business program right on starcomnetwork.net, and you can listen to part one of this edition. Don't miss it, okay, if you want to branch out via e-commerce locally or globally. They definitely need to listen. Wealth of knowledge there. Now, as we continue our chat, George, what is good? What is key to good customer service online, even as we look at e-commerce?
Wow. I mean, customer service is the absolute thing that will either make your business thrive or die. When you've now transitioned that to an e-commerce platform where you can't eyeball the customer, so it's not customer facing, you find that customers are less patient, okay? And you find that they are more demanding and quite inflexible. So one of the things that you have to do is that you have to define your process. That process has to be clearly defined. And that process is what you have to live and die by as a Bible. As long as you define that process and you do what you say you're going to do, the customer service will follow very well. So reputation, it can be so easy for someone who has poor experience to give you a rating that's poor on either Yelp or one of these other reputational management systems, or a review. And there has to be review options because you want to veto bad actors as well. But the thing about it is, because you're not going to be able to use your charm on the customer, and the customer has paid upfront for a product or a service that they believe to be available, you have to have everything documented, clear, the guidelines with clarity. Your fulfillment partners, the way you package the product so it isn't damage when it's being delivered, all of these things, and feed into your customer service entire ecosystem. And the critical thing is how responsive you are to customer complaints and resolve them. Okay? Customers ask for refunds sometimes. You have to state clearly what the refund policy is. Okay? But your customer service has to be responsive. It has to do, has to enable quick resolution of complaints so that it enhances brand trust. So customers don't feel like they're left out in the cold. All right. And then you should always have a section for user generated content so that individuals who use your product can have a good experience and evangelize on your behalf. But remember, that goes both ways, that customers who have a poor experience may do so as well. So clarity in terms of what you're doing and how you're doing, trusted mm-hmm. systems, mm-hmm. and then deliver on what you say you're going to do.
Yes.
So, and when there is a problem, respond quickly and respond decisively.
You gave some key points there. Brand trust, respond mm-hmm. quickly, respond decisively. Those are very, very important factors to consider when delivering good customer service online. The thing is that because people are not interfacing with you on a personal level, right. there are some things that people may slip up on. So it's important to keep these things in check. Now,
absolutely.
Yes, indeed. Which of course, would separate the sheep from the goats, right? Because you
That's
have
right.
those who have the competitive edge versus the giants. And can local entrepreneurs really compete with, say, Amazon? You mentioned Amazon in the last program. Can local competitors, entrepreneurs, really compete with, say, an Amazon or a Shein?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Here is the biggest advantage that they have over Amazon or Shein. They know the local client as the first thing. The second thing is that we can deliver, as long as you have product on island, you can deliver same day or next day. Amazon or Shein can't. Then, like I said in the last section, but you can't outscale them because you can't deliver a million pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Most people can't, but you can absolutely out-authenticate them. So it doesn't make sense to try to sell a plain blank t-shirt that someone can sell a million pieces of and at 50 cents each. But what you can do is that you can customize your product. You can make it a bespoke. You can make it authentic and unique. Right? You can make it handmade. Or you can offer the convenience of same day or next day delivery. So local products often arrive same day, next day. There are no long waits. There are no surprise custom fees, no international supply rates, shipping rates. And this makes the experience more affordable and more transparent. Okay. So one of the things, these are all wonderful things that locals can do. So I would suggest, one of the things I tried to do during the time that I was living in another jurisdiction, I was trying to find a Barbadian sweet bread. I loved coconut bread. And I tried everything that I could.
Mm.
And Misha, I was actually living in your hometown at the time. Sorry for that. But
in our hometown,
I was trying to find coconut bread. And there is nowhere on the internet that mm-hmm. I could find anyone selling coconut bread that could be shipped to me. Nowhere.
Whoa. Wow.
Nowhere. Wow. And all coconut bread isn't created equal either. Mm-hmm. So you don't just want just any coconut bread.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people here who make an excellent coconut bread, and it is, or a sweet bread as we call it. And you can't get it anywhere else in the world.
True.
And absolutely was dying for it, especially around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get it. So if there's someone out there listening who can package a coconut bread that it can be shipped, just like there are local companies who ship cakes across the globe, rum cakes and fruit cakes, etc. You can package a coconut bread and ship it anywhere in the world.
Yes.
It is something that I would be a consumer for in the first warning light.
You just give a really big business idea, sir. That
Okay,
is
so
fantastic.
I,
Yes.
but I'm just saying that you don't need to, you can't compete with someone who has biscuit factories all over the world who sells their biscuits. But there is local product that we sell which has significant appeal that you can absolutely compete with any big supplier simply because of the unique either demand for the product through the diaspora, okay, or locals who are simply not domiciled in market, or locals who are domiciled in market but can't find the product anyway. So you don't need to compete with Amazon. What you need to do, what Amazon does very well, is the storefront is excellent. And we
Yes.
have that as a template, so we know that any storefront has to be as good or better than. We know that the fulfillment process is solid. So any fulfillment process going forward has to be as good as or better than.
Yes.
We also know how they handle returns and customer complaints is not very good. So we know that we would need to improve on that anyway. But we know from all the mistakes that they have made and all the things that they've done right, what we need to do, how we need to be in terms of offering a product to the marketplace. So those are the things that we will take and build on and develop our own unique feel that entrepreneurs here can take opportunity of the local movement of goods and then do that regionally and globally as we get better and better at this whole process.
Yes. And then it becomes a norm. And you won't have
That's
to
right.
wait on Tante Merle to be traveling to New York to get your sweet bread.
That's
Right?
right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's the
I love
point.
it. Love it. That's what we're really encouraging. Now, even as we look at the region though, who is doing it right in the Caribbean? I mean, we're talking a lot about Barbados, but we know that across the region there is this skepticism even about e-commerce. But there are some people doing it right in the Caribbean, and who can we look to for this?
Well, there are a few firms in the region that are actually doing quite a good job. There is a Barbadian firm that actually ships rum cakes all over the world, but they do it on their own,
Right.
rather than through, just a single Amazon type platform where everyone is in the market. But there is also a very small but niche supplier in Trinidad called Kushite. And they do vegan and gluten-free snacks and then ship them all over the world. Ira Rock is a skincare brand out of Jamaica. And they also have grown significantly through only their online activity. So there are opportunities, but we want to simplify that even further. We don't want our people to have to go and build their site. We want a common marketplace where all the product is available and where everyone can learn at the same time, grow at the same time, and move forward at the same time. Now, I know entrepreneurs are usually highly competitive. Excuse me for that. Highly. And one of the things they said, well, I don't want to make good for someone else. I just want to make good for me. But in this online business, scale is really the engine for growth. And the only way you get scale is by through collaborating as a group. You can't get scale from being on your own. And
True.
let's use a local store like Massey that has a online presence. If you want a product from Massey, you can go online and buy from Massey, and you can order to either have a curbside collection or delivery to you. All right. But how many people go to the Massey site and use it? Okay. We would have to ask them the numbers. But imagine if Massey were now part of a wider network where everything on the island, and I say everything, I mean everything, from hardware to food to supplies to clothing to medicine to healthcare products to whatever it is, parts, everything is available. Imagine the throughput when all the consumers who are looking for all these different products go to a single site, look at the cost of fulfillment, it'll come down as the fulfillment scale goes up. Massey wouldn't have to have these resources their own. They can use the resources that are available across the entire group. And because we have scale, we will be able to really learn, build out, and grow as a group. So there is a benefit in the collaboration in the community and doing that.
That is vision right there. Do you foresee that happening within the next 5, 10 years?
Why? Well, sorry for laughing, but five 10 months.
Okay. Well, excuse me, sir.
Can't
Five, 10 months. Sorry.
it can't be five it can't be 5 10 years.
Yes.
Five 10 years we would have evolved into some other stuff that's a bit more interesting.
Well, that's true.
But this is something, this is actually a 10-year-old conversation that we're having. So this should have been done 10 years ago.
True.
Okay.
Can imagine how
And
far
we
it would
should
have
be,
been.
exactly. And we should be at the point now where we are shipping constantly to Asia, constantly to Australia, constantly to the MEA, right? So the Middle East and Africa, because we would have had the markets in the US and Europe, which are where we have a lot more contact already saturated with the product and accustomed to availability, etc. But there are so many people in the world who can take use of our product. And the only thing that stops us from doing it, even though we are a small country, is our ability to reach those markets. And if you go back to the 3 points that I spoke about earlier, where we speak about visibility, connection, and simplicity, not about tech jargon. So, all right. So be visible, get connected, and fulfill those three things. And then once you're there, Bob is your uncle. Now, I also own a small company called Solar Dynamics.
Yes, sir.
And one of the things that we are doing at Solar Dynamics is that we have demand from over 60 countries in the world.
Wow.
And we find it difficult to fulfill orders to some of those countries. And one of the biggest bugbears is, let's say, countries like St. Kitts, Montserrat, etc. In order to get to those countries, it takes us sometimes 2 months for when a product leaves here, when it gets to country there. Because we have to send it to one jurisdiction, then to another jurisdiction,
Oh,
and then
yes.
to a third jurisdiction before we can actually get there. So fulfillment is a huge problem that we have, even here in the Caribbean. So, and our product is not the sort of product that you can ship on an airplane. So it's a challenge for us, but it's also the most lucrative part of the business for us because we get large orders. 50 systems, 60 systems, 100 systems, et cetera, even in Africa. But by the time you get the product there, the shipping cost exceeds the first cost of the product. So there's a lot of things that we can do. And we're now looking at how do we build out to get on Amazon so that our product is available globally on Amazon. But then why do Amazon? Maybe we could build our own platform that's Amazon-like or Amazon-esque and be able to offer it along with all the other Barbadian and Caribbean products that are available, rather than paying Amazon 20% on every product that we sell through their fulfillment network. Right? We can do for a lot less, and we can build out our own, support our own. Mm-hmm. And we can help the other entrepreneurs move forward.
Well, this is where what you were talking about earlier comes in, where you talk about doing it together as opposed to doing it alone. Because if you have a bigger platform with all kinds of industries, then it would make it easier to come together so you can get the logistics sorted. And, you know, there's just unity and strength. And we're looking forward to this. You spoke the last time of BCCI in the not too distant future, having this platform available. Is this something you can elaborate on at this point?
Well, I would say no, because it's all now just in the process of being built out. But we have the skill available, we have the structure available, we have partners coming on board. So all we have to do now is really execute. And the real goal is to have it free of cost to the SMEs, okay?
I'm sorry, did you say free of cost?
Yes, free of cost. So, and this is access. And when it's a free of cost, you have your Amazon-esque marketplace and have teams that help the SMEs to onboard, help them to take the photos, help them to do the descriptions, help them to do the marketing, help them to do the packaging, get them online free of cost. All right. Have the post office. We're having discussions with them. We need to nail that down. Mm. All right. But the post office is willing to be the fulfillment partner. And think about the role of the post in this new environment that we're in. There was a time when we used to get snail mail, even get well cards would come in the post. Mm-hmm. Now everyone sends you a GIF. Electronically. So how much business is the post doing today versus what it was doing 20 years ago? So the post has to evolve. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that whole network collapses. So the real goal now is the $1 billion in product that's being sold in this country through an e-commerce platform. Have that $1 billion in product help to build out the logistic capabilities of the post that they become more efficient, and then let them build that out regionally as well, so that we don't take 4 months to get a product into St. Kitts or the Montserrat. And then there are global connections, but everything requires scale. Okay. True. Don't have the numbers, they can't build out the resources in order to do it. So again, it goes back to something that I said before. And that is that every purchase helps strengthen our economy. That you're not just supporting the local or regional entrepreneur and not a distant tech. That you are not just buying a product, you're investing in your community.
That's right.
Wow. So it comes back to that again.
That's true.
What are we going to do? Are we going to keep clicking on Amazon and using our card? Or are we going to use that for a local person and have someone here be able to fulfill that for us, build jobs, build scale, build the business community?
And we can also say that the advantage of doing it locally is that you can have added value, warranty and extra service and that kind of thing, so that it can be even boosted further. Now we are
Absolutely.
at the
That's a discussion
close.
that we want
There you go. We are at the close of part two of this discussion, but in closing, I just want for you, George, to quote again the disparity between the figures. That should trigger somebody as we close this program on e-commerce and SMEs, unlocking growth in the digital age. Please just remind us, as you did in part one, you mentioned the number in the bill. You know what? You go ahead and do it because I can't.
Okay, so total e-commerce transactions made by Barbadians globally. So cash leaving Barbados, $1.07 billion is the total market value of Barbadian spend on e-commerce.
And this is Barbadian dollars.
Barbadian dollars. The total spend that stays inside Barbados of that is 246,375.
My goodness. We
And you can do your research online. So this is GRIPS Intelligent Report, okay, who has the information on the Barbados spend. And the other report comes from an e-commerce statistics firm called Aftership. So people can check those two, verify the data, come back and say if you're talking nonsense or not. But at the end of the day, we've got a situation where $1 billion is being spent and only $246,000 of that stays here in
Yeah.
Barbados.
It'll be
And
interesting to calculate the
I think that's an
percentage of
opportunity.
that.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting
So
to
I
calculate
think
the
that's not.
percentage. Yes.
Yeah, it's 2.4%.
My goodness.
Yeah, 246 mil would be 24%. So 246,000 is 2.4%.
My
So
goodness.
2.4% of $1 billion is staying here, and the other 97% is going to, like you just said, Amazon and Shein and
Right.
all those other
Right.
firms. But there is an opportunity for us to close that gap.
Absolutely.
And the critical thing is convenience. It's the
Yes.
convenience of being able to pay for it, click for it, and then have it delivered.
Yes.
If you knew what was available, that's the starting point. So
That's true.
if we
That's
go
true.
back, yeah. If
Yes.
yeah, so yeah, so if we go back to those three words that I use, visibility, connection, and simplicity. And simplicity is fulfillment.
Yeah.
So we get those three right, and we have a place to start.
Wonderful. George Connolly, Council Member of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry and a digital technology expert. You heard from him in this part two edition of E-commerce and SMEs, Unlocking Growth in the Digital Age. Now, please let us know how people can contact the Barbados Chamber of Industry of Commerce and Industry. Of course, we know BCCI is here to help. How can they reach?
Well, the Chamber of Commerce, you can call at 434-4750. You can visit the website at Chamber of Barbados Chamber of Commerce.com and then click on the contact us link there. Or you can send an email at BCCI at BarbadosChamber.com.
Thank you so much. And well, I'm Crystal J. Paul. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, support local, think global, and sell digital.
That's it for another edition of Let's Talk Business with Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI. Join us again next time as we hear the perspectives of various subject matter experts and stay up to date on the challenges and solutions around emerging and current trends in business, policies, trade, and more.